It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Dun, 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 sports. The Falcons beat the Saints 20-17. The running back for the Saints got a concussion and ruined my damn fantasy football week. I am not going to beat my buddy now because Kamara got a concussion. Colts take on the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Ooh, score just in, they lose. The Fuel take on the Wheeling Whalers tonight at 7:35. Bob Marley in the house for that one. These are jokes. They're falling.
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay, no, that's going to be a fun game, though. You can check that out. I think they're doing the teddy bear toss, too, which is always fun. After they score a goal, hopefully they do, you just chuck it on the ice and get all those kiddos some teddy bears. And the Pacers are at home tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I want to go.
Why?
Because I love the food there. I went to my first Pacers game last week, and I'm obsessed, and I really want to go back because the food was so good. I've never had food that good before at a game.
I thought you wanted to go because LeBron James is going to be there.
I don't care about him.
I saw a Pacers player at the restaurant I work at last week, and I freaked out. Edmund Sumner. I don't know if he really plays that much, but he used to play for Xavier, and I freaked out, and my boss wouldn't let me take a picture with him, and I wanted to see if he could get me Pacers tickets, so...
I got a Pacers ticket connection.
Your boss wouldn't let you harass the customers?
No, he said it wasn't allowed.
I want to pick who's your Pacers ticket connection?
Yeah, I want to know.
Pacemate. She likes you, actually. Her name's Lauren. She dances for the Pacers.
How do you know this person?
Because I know people. I have friends.
How'd you meet her, though?
Craigslist.
What?
No, she listens to the show. I met her out one time. I met her and her friend Stephanie.
And you got her number so that you could text her for Pacers tickets.
No, we're actual friends. No, I met both of them at Kilroy's one time. We were doing an event.
What do you mean you're actual friends? Have you ever actually hung out with her?
Hang on a second right here. Let me think here. No, we never hung out.
Then you're not actual friends.
I feel like we are.
What the heck?
Sometimes you have friends you don't hang out with. That's totally normal, what you're saying.
She's an acquaintance you've met once.
Well, don't worry.
If that.
Now you'll never get my connection.
Oh, you're trying to get tickets, remember? So you can go eat the good food.
Oh, maybe, yeah, I'll actually, I know she's your best friend, your BFFL.
Nope, no tickets for you.
Oh, you blow it, Alex. You could have got your chicken strips or whatever they have.
If my boy's listening, I want to go to the Pacers game tonight. What's supposed to go see my friend Dahmer tonight. Which
Jeffrey?
Yeah, we're...
How's Jeffrey?
Is that your friend or my acquaintance, Dahmer?
It's a movie, so I'm not seeing him for real, bro, because he's dead. But the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, it finally came to Indy. It's been like on way delay from other theaters in the United States, but we finally got it, and it's only showing at Castleton AMC, and I am dying to go.
So Joe gets tickets to the game, you know, with his friend, and your friend, you know,
Jeffrey Dahmer takes care of the food. Yeah.
Sorry.
Jeffrey Dahmer will take care of the food.
See,
but it's
because he's a cannibal.
But it's not going to be as good as chicken strips, I can tell you that.
Oh, man.
You don't know that.
That's true. I mean, to be fair, I've never had it, so I don't know.
Do you want chicken strips or human strips?
Human, please.
Lightly branded or just no skin. Okay, cool. This is something I think we've all been guilty of doing. 86% of people in a new survey said they pretend to like a Christmas gift that they actually hated. 71% of us actually have all those old gifts sitting around the house, and they're like, what the hell do I do with this?
An avocado. Thanks.
Have you gotten a gift and you're like, oh God, I hate this?
Yeah.
Like, what was the gift you got? You're like, what am I going to do with this?
Every freaking year. My mom is the worst. I get, like, I literally cry almost every Christmas because I'm like, I'm your daughter who you've raised and known now for 24 years, almost 25. How do you still not know what I would want for Christmas? And I get so aggravated because my love language is words of affirmation first, and then right under that is giving and receiving gifts. So gifts are a big deal to me, and I get so offended when she still doesn't get me something
that
I would want.
What has she gotten you? Well, give me a gift from last Christmas. You're like, thanks, Mom.
Just like stuff that I don't need or want, like slippers or something. I'm just like, they're like, if you're gonna spend $15 on something, like give me like a gift card to Sephora. Like, I don't know, I sound like a brat, but like, it's fine.
No, you sound totally reasonable.
I'm saying what everyone thinks in their mind but won't say out loud. I just get a little bit upset that like after all this time it seems like she still doesn't
know
me.
I don't get that heated about it, but I love my grandma, but I don't even know what it is yet. My birthday present just arrived in the mail. I'm assuming it's something either from QVC or Home Shopping Network. My grandma was so excited, and God bless her, she bought something, looked like rose gold. It was a phone cleaner. You put your cell phone in. You know what I should have done? I got rid of this, and I'm a dummy because I could have gave it to MYK, and he would have thought I was God. It is a phone cleaner. You put it in there and it germifies. I saw it on
Shark Tank.
Yeah,
yeah, I want that.
I should have gave it to you. You would have loved me forever.
It. That's really? A cool gift. Why would you not want that?
What the hell's wrong with you guys? Like, that's a lame-ass gift.
No, it isn't. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Touch your phone even more. There's no germs on it.
A wet wipe or something, but I feel like it doesn't get it very clean.
I know I always am trying to find, like, new things to, like, actually clean my phone.
Because you guys are so dirty. Producer MYK, what was the bad gift you got?
I never get any gifts.
Aww.
Just a bunch of gift cards, and I use them.
Okay, well, that's a good gift, though. I mean, people think that, like, money or a gift card's not that good, but I already know what I'm getting you guys for Christmas.
Hold on. Speaking of gifts, what is it? Sunday is Joe's birthday, people.
Hey. Oh, snap. I forgot about that. We should have done something today for your birthday. Or is Monday closer? We should celebrate it on Monday?
Yeah, we can bring in balloons.
Should we go get a lunch or something?
I'm down with a strip club visit.
No.
They got lunch there.
They do. The strip. You want good chicken fingers?
Chicken strips or human strips?